Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Among our top stories this evening,
Mavambo Kusile, town leader Simba Makoni, says the unity government's failure to implement key reforms leaves Zimbabweans with no confidence that elections expected to be called sometime this year will be free, fair and peaceful.
When you read the global political agreement and some of the objectives it set out to achieve, peace and stability, reconciliation and healing, economic stabilization and growth, they are laudable objectives and we all yearn for those. But neither of those has been achieved. We've just talked about the fear that affects us every day.
The United States removes the two Zimbabwean banks from its list of targeted companies and individuals, but leaves President Robert Mugabe and members of his inner circle on the sanctions list.
And Deputy President Joyce Mujuru says corruption in the private and public sectors is hampering efforts by the government to attract foreign investors.
I'm confident that Zimbabwe will see more consolidation. Consequently, Zimbabwe will witness improvement in ease of doing business.
Mavambo Kusile, Don leader Simba Makoni, says the unity government's failure to implement key democratic reforms leaves Zimbabweans with no confidence that elections expected to be called sometime this year will be free, fair and peaceful. As a result, says the former finance minister and SADC executive secretary, Zimbabweans continue to live in fear. Ivan Chifera has details from the capital.
Makoni told journalists in Harare today that while the global political agreement is clear on what must be done to ensure the country's next crucial elections are credible, none of the reforms recommended at the formation of the inclusive government have been implemented. He says the unity government has even failed to implement the elections roadmap it agreed with the Southern African Development Community.
Among all the high issues that will make up conditions for free and fair election, none of them has been implemented. Not a single one of them.
Makoni said, while a new constitution has been put in place, it's certainly not one of those badly needed reforms that will ensure peaceful elections.
The crisis that our country finds itself in is not a constitutional crisis. It was not because our constitution was bad that we dealt long sleeves, short sleeves on each other. 2000. There is nowhere in what I call Lancaster House plus 19 patches where you find a provision that says you may batter the head of your neighbor because they support a different party, or you may burn their heart because they didn't vote for you. It's not an issue of the constitution.
He adds, people in the country continue to live in fear because President Robert Mugabe and Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai and their cabinet have failed to address key issues of peace and reconciliation, which he says are crucial to holding of free elections.
If we had had healing and reconciliation, we would still not be living in fear 5 years after the signing of the global political agreement.
Some of the key reforms that have not been implemented include media and security sector reforms. Makoni said the majority of officers in the security sector in the country are professionals, adding only a few in top positions who, in his own words, act like commissars of ZANU-PF.
The men and women of the Zimbabwe Republic Police and the Zimbabwe National Army and even the intelligence service are professionals. They suffer the oppression from their leaders that you and I suffer every day. So I think it is very important that we make a distinction between the behavior and conduct of individuals, even if they are in high positions, and the position of the institution.
He, however, said his party is preparing to participate in elections if the right conditions are created. Parties in the inclusive government are bickering over the implementation of the elections roadmap, with the MDC formation of Industry Minister Walsh Mengwe accusing President Mugabe and Prime Minister Tsvangirai of sidelining him and his party from crucial decision-making meetings. Makoni described the unit government's performance as dismal and pathetic, adding policies that have been implemented in the last 4 years ZANU-PF policies.
Where are the new policies of the inclusive government that came from the MDC component of? As I read it, practically every major policy and program we've implemented in the last 4 years can be traced back to ZANU-PF. So where is the contribution of the non-ZANU-PF members of the inclusive government? I would like to be educated on.
Meanwhile, Youth Development, Indigenization and Empowerment Minister Xavier Kasukwere says the government has not yet amended the controversial empowerment law, but he said there are proposals to do so, adding the government is working on a new legislative framework that will allow Zimbabweans to utilize mineral resources on mining claims as a contribution for equity in foreign mining ventures, while also relegating the vendor financing model, which was used in the acquisition of a stake in Zimplats, for example. Under the proposals, the ZANU-PF side of government is seeking to seize a 51% stake in foreign-owned mining companies without paying compensation. Presently, the Indigenization and Empowerment Act does not allow for the expropriation of shares by the government for indigenization purposes, but allows for shares to be acquired at a fair market value. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.